Chicago Blackhawks play some April Fool's hockey at the United Center tonight as they close out their six-game homestand in one more clash with Carolina. The Canes should be a handful for the Blackhawks tonight after coming off of a game they felt was one of their worst losses of the season. In fact, their head coach, Rod Brind'Amour, called it weird. Well, if you're the Blackhawks, none of that matters because you need to get the 2 points here tonight regardless of how you get them. Underway here as the play is in the Carolina zone along the left sideboards. Inside the Hawks zone, Hamilton for the right wing board. Put it over left circle. Trocheck shoots and scores. Vincent Trocheck, a Steeltown native, crept into the left circle, took a perfect pass from Hamilton that originated from the right wing boards and snapped it off the underneath side of the crossbar, and the Hurricanes lead 1-0. Hawks going from our left to our right here, period number two, or if you're listening on your computer, escape to F12. Now here's a shot in front, they score! Nino Niederreiter was involved in this, along with Warren Fogle. I'm not sure which one of the Canes got it. I'm going to say it was Fogle who deflected it at the last second past Kevin Lankinen. I thought Lankinen had control of this puck, but it slipped through him and into the net. 2-0 Carolina. Who tried to deke it past Bean, lost the puck. It's cleared down ice now into the Hawk zone by Paquette. Teams hurriedly in line changes. Kalanuk with a pass up ice. Kubalik into the Hurricane zone with a backhand. He scores! Dominic Kubalik! Shakes off a scoreless streak that had reached four games, and Kubalik fired a backhander along the ice that beats Reimer. The Hawks are on the board with 4:39 left in the second. They trail 2-1. Kirby Dach fends off a check, has it right circle, floats it in front, they score! It's off of Brandon Hagel's stick! This deflects in behind Reimer, and for Hagel, that's his fifth on the season, ties the score at two! The goal at 5:46 of period number three. Centered around at the left wing glass, this deflects into the high slot, and a drive is turned wide. The rebound, Fogle shoots and scores. This one hit the inboards behind the Hawk net off the original shot from Jacob Slavin. And Fogle was standing next to the right post. The puck came out, and Fogle just put it in the back of the Hawk net, and Carolina reclaims the lead at 3-2. Mark carries, drops it at their left point. Now to Murphy, a long shot. They score! Dylan Strome! His second goal in as many games against the Hurricanes. And we're tied once again, this time at three. The goal at 10:24 in the third period. Kubalik takes the puck, gave it to Patrick Kane over the Hurricane line, right wing to Kubalik in front. He shoots! And Reimer down with a butterfly save. Where's the puck? It's under Reimer's pads. Oh, what a chance for Dominic Kubalik and a brilliant setup by Patrick Kane. But Reimer somehow shut the door. Trocheck coming by over the Hawk line, a long wrist shot, deflecting on Lankinen. He makes the save with the rebound and a follow-up shot. They score. Kevin Lankinen was down on the seat of his pants. He made the initial save. But Jesper Foss collected the rebound and with 28 seconds left in regulation, sent it past Lankinen for the go-ahead goal. It's now 4-3 Carolina. To Keith with two. Here's Keith from the corner firing, and Reimer down with a butterfly save. He got the blocker on it, knocking it wide. The horn sounds, ending the game, and the Carolina Hurricanes found a way to be one goal better than the Hawks in this one. They win 4-3.